Zephaniah chapter 2. Gather yourselves together, yes, gather together, O nation not desire, before the decree bring forth, before the day passes the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh comes upon you, before the day of Yahweh's anger comes upon you. Seek Yahweh, all you meek of the earth, who have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be you shall be hidden in the days of Yahweh's anger. For Gaza will be forsaken, and Ashkelon a desolation. They will drive out Ashdod at the noonday, and Ekron will be rooted up. Woe to the inhabitants of the sea coast, the nation of the Kerethites. The word of Yahweh is against you, O Canaan, this land of the Philistines. I will even destroy you, that there will be no inhabitant. And the sea coast will be dwellings and cottages for shepherds and folds for flocks. And the coast will be for the remnant of the house of Yehuda. And they will feed thereupon. In the houses of Ashkelon will they lie down in the evening, for Yahweh their Elohim will visit them and turn away their captivity. I have heard the reproach of Moab, and the revilings of the children of Ammon, by which they have reproached my people and magnified themselves against their border. Therefore, as I live, says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, surely Moab will be like Sodom, and the children of Ammon will be like Gomorrah, the breeding of nettles and salt pits in a perpetual desolation. The residue of my people will spoil them, and the remnant of my people will possess them. This shall they have for their pride, because they have reproached and magnified themselves against the people of Yahweh of hosts. Yahweh will be dreadful to them, for he will famish all the Elohim of the earth, and men will worship him, everyone from his place, even all the islands of the heathen. You Ethiopians also, you will be killed by my sword. And he will stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria, and will make Nineveh a desolation and dry like a wilderness. And flocks will lie down in the midst of her. All the beasts of the nations, both the cormorant and the bittern, will lodge in the upper lintels of it. Their voice will be singing in the windows. Desolation will be in the threshold, for he will uncover the cedar work. This is the rejoicing city that dwelt carelessly, that said in her heart, I exist, and there is none beside me. How has she become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down in? Everyone who passes by her will hiss and wag his hand. End of chapter.